Call has been forwarded to an automated.
Okay, everybody, say, I'm going to see if we can record something. I want to thank my partners here for cooperating. So we're going to discuss here a beautiful vart, Brisker vart, from a Gaon of David Soloveitchik on the topic of the Lamed Yoim limitation that the Torah gave on Havois of another. So the Gemara talks about how Stam Naziris is Shleishim Yoim. And the Lashon of the Taisus is Asur Lishtais B'Yayin. Another is prohibited from drinking Yayin with Tamil. Maybe Karbonisov, Mishamachi Tani Talm Tosin. The reason why it says 30 days, Stam Naziris is, because he's not allowed to do the Isure Naziris are not lifted until the end of 30 days. Fact of David Soloveitchik. Tsarach Biur, the Masha also Lishtais Yain Vlitami Mesim. It seems to be Fakert. It seems to be the sequence is out of order. The reason why he's not allowed to drink wine until he brings their kavanos is not connected to the minyan of the Mezirus. That's just the metzias. The metzias is, he calls it a din sidodi. The metzias is that you're not allowed to drink yayin before, even if he'll bring his karbonis many ta days. Doesn't matter. We can't be drinking wine adavah. Really, b'tvei havalei lefarish, it should have explained, the Gemara should have explained, the chinami minyan yemei naziris heim tam b'chof tesyayim. Naziris finishes at the end of 29 days. Ach, nevertheless, mikol makom yoyim havaris karbonaisav huchelek. The day that he brings their karbonis, the 30th day, is a chelik of the days in Naziris. It's not classically from the count of the days. It's a chelik of the days of the Naziris. Since you, Lamaisa, don't bring it until 30 days. Chashvinan, we count it, Ki'ika Lamed Yemei Naziris. Lamaisa, we count it as Lamed Yemei Naziris. V'lei Rak Mishmasha Asur B'Yayin Etchi. In other words, the Lamed Yemei Naziris is not totally in the Isser of the Yayin. It's the reverse. So why is Tosfos saying V'asa lishtais until you bring their kabanis? Mishum hachi tani tilsi lamed yayim. So what's up in this Tosfos? So Dr. Avdav, it must be the Tosfos kim the leka hechatimtze shiyachol lishtais. Since b'metzias before 30 days you can't drink yayin. Shapi Ashlema Dayim Lamed Nechshav Manaziris Vistam Naziris Lamed Yayim. The 30th day, it's not Tam Chof Tes Yamim. It's the 30th day of the Chelik of the Naziris. That's in a standard way of operating. Mash Ein Kain, in Ma'achar Havoy Kabanas of Kam Yamim, if he doesn't bring his Karbonis on the 30th day, given the Yochel of Yim Kaidim, since he could have brought them earlier and he decided to wait another week. That week that he decided to wait extra is not a chelik of his Naziris. Adkan Divrei Diyuk Shel Adayim Mishulam David and the Divrei HaTosfos. And then he brings a vart from his father, the Biskarov. And this is a very sadistic vart, which I think the Ilam needs to know. And I'm going to share it with you, and this will be a keystone to the sugya. The Biskarav says there's two dinim in the zman of the Naziris. Two dinim bizman ha-Naziris. Everybody listen carefully, because Gedarka Bakaidish, it's a tifavart, but once you hear it, it makes sense. That's a hallmark of a Biskarav. The first halacha is the Ikki Yemei ha-Naziris. The second halacha is there is a yom havois hakarbonos, two separate dinim. There's the day of the Naziris and the day of havois karbonos. In the days of Naziris, if you were nitma, you all know already by now, there's halacha that v'yom rishayim yiplu. The Naziris is nistar. However, the halacha is if you were nitma on the 30th day, you have to go back, and all 30 days are nistar. The Rambam says this in Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel and Dalet. Zok de Biskarov that the machlekes in the Gemara between Rav Masna and Bar Pada is only in the Meshech Yimei HaNaziris. According to Rav Masna, the Meshech Yimei HaNaziris is 30 days. According to Rav Pada, the Meshech, the Yimei HaNaziris, is 29 days. But when it comes to the day of Havois Karbonosav, there's no machlekes. Everybody agrees that the Yom Havois Karbonosav is the 30th day, both Rav Masna and Bar Pada. The machlekes is only Ligabe, the Meshech Yimei HaNaziris. But the Yimei Havois Karbonosav is clearly Yom HaShloishim. And Rav Pada is also made with this. And therefore, thus the pshat in the Gemara. Mitchila, the Gemara held that the Mishnah is talking about the days of Naziris. And therefore, the Kasha was, here we see Lamed Yayim, and Bar Pada holds that the Meshech that he made the Naziris is 29 days. That's the Gemara's Havamim. Answers the Gemara that this Mishnah is not talking about the Yemei HaNaziris. It's talking about the Yom HaVayis Karbonosav, which is Choluk from the Yemei Naziris. And there, both Rav Masna and Bar Pada are in agreement that that is the 30th day. Ad kan Chidushoi HaNiflo Shel HaBriskerov. If you look in the Rishonim, really in Rabbeinu Peretz, The Tisus Rabbeinu Peretz and Sugyas, this is already embedded in the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Peretz. And the Achronim, Shteltzu, this Briskerov. The Tosfos Lashon Hashlama of the of Yoim Lamed to Rav Masna. So the reason why it says Shloishim Shalmachet Tana Shloishim says the Gemara, and Tosfos says since it's Asa Lishtis Yayim until the days of Avoyis Karbonaisa, the Meil the Naziris of Nimshach till the 30th day. So when Tosfos says Lechatchila, you can't bring your Karbonis Mchavtes Yayim. So the question is, why is it the Taisa say Lechatchila? According to Bar Pasna, who doesn't hold Mikzas Yom Kekula, you can't bring it. Okay, so there's a shaila here exactly what the Girsa is. So if you look in the Lashon of the Taisa, where Taisa says that the Pshat in the Gemara is, because the Issa Naziris is Nimshach to the 30th day, the day of Avayis Karbonaisav. So he brings the Briskerov that the Yom Lamed is the Yom of Avayis Karbonaisav is a Gam Kain, a separate Kiyum of the Naziris, two separate Dinim. And the Raya from that is the Lashon of the Rambam that if you were Nitma on the Yom of Avayis Karbonaisav, the whole 30 days is Nistar B'Maraisav because you didn't yet be Mashlim Yemei Nizirasai. So that's the Briskerov. According to Rav Masna, you need 30 days Mikra Minyan and Bein Naziris. Varpada, the Lamed Yayim is Chavtes Yemei Naziris plus one day of Avoyis Karbonaisav. But they're both maskim that the day of Avoyis Karbonaisav is Yayim Lamed. And if you look in the Rishonim, as I mentioned in the Rebbeinu Peretz, this is already Mavuyer. In Rabbeinu Peretz, he asks in the Pshat in the Tosis, given Barpada, since Barpada does not hold Mikzas Hayayim Kekulai, how is it possible to say that Mikzas Hayayim, that it's also B'Yayin until you mark of the carbon, is Nimna K'Yayim Naisav, and is considered to be 30 days? This is the Kasha of the Rabbeinu Peretz. And therefore, so did Rabbeinu Peretz, and listen carefully, because this is really the Vart of the contemporary Achronim, that this is the Pshat Gemara. Since in the Yom Shleishim, you are, this is Lashon, on the 30th day, you do most of the things that you need for a Naziris. What's that? You bring the Karbonis and you Megaleach. And on that day, he also gets his Kapara. Therefore, it's Nechshav and Minyan to make Naziris what he needs. So even though it's not classical, the din of Yemin Naziris, because it is a Yayin, which is Neyeh, because Mikzayim Kekulai. Nevertheless, there's a din of Yom Shloshim. Why? This is Lashon Rabbeinu Peretz. Sheyesh by harbe dvarim shem ikker inyanei Naziris ad kan divrei Rabbeinu Peretz. Dvarim not clear. According to this Pesach, it's very clear. There's two separate dinim. There's the din of Shloshim Yom, and there's the din of the 30th day, the day of Havois Karbonaisav. The Shleish is telling Machlekes by Masna and Barpada whether you do 29 or 30. Both are Maida that the Iker Din, that's Lashon Rabbeinu Peretz, the Iker Din, what's the Lashon? Har B'Dvarim Shem Iker Inyanei Naziris, that's the 30th day. And thus Lamaisa Shteitim B'Skarov Agam that he didn't mention Rabbeinu Peretz stomach because he didn't see it or didn't have it. Ad kan yisaidus took a word from Briskerov Muva b'chadushei Rabbeinu Meshulam David HaLevi on Nazir, which is an excellent sefer, and this will help you understand the yisaid of this sugya and open up einenu l'dvarim hameirim. Thank you very much, and I hope someone will be able to retrieve this recording. Asha kechachem. I don't know who's on it. Rav Ben, do you know how to make sure this is saved? Because usually my partners do this. Let me see more. Cord we have ready. Show captions, transfer to room. Okay, I'm gonna leave it on the violet, and we'll see how we get to make sure that it goes onto the site.